Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, and we're just making our way through. In fact, right now, we're in verses 119 through 120, and that's in the Voice translation. It says this: "You have discarded all the wicked from the land, skimmed them off like dross. That's why I love your testimonies. My body shakes because of my fear of you, and I am in awe of your wise rulings." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is kind of a hard one because I see the beauty of your justice. I see how you see the whole wide world. And it also says that your eyes roam to and fro throughout the earth that you may strongly support those whose hearts are completely yours. And so you're scanning the earth. You're looking to support those who have hearts after you. And so, Lord, for my listening audience today, I pray that whatever obstacle is in their way of really, really giving their life to you, really, really abandoning everything for your sake, to live for the sake of the cross, to live for the sake of your glory, any of those things that are standing in their way, that they would finally make the decision today to let go and to turn away, to repent, to turn from the thing that's preventing them from following you, and to turn toward you. Because, Lord, we want to be one of those people who you are looking to and fro throughout the earth, and that we want our hearts to be strongly yours, that we want to have hearts bent toward your kingdom with an eye toward seeing your kingdom expand. And Lord, I also pray that you would send my listeners out there into the world to show who you are to a broken and dying world. Lord, your word also says that the laborers are few, but the harvest is ripe, and that we should pray to the Lord of the harvest to send more workers out into the field. So I'm praying that right now. I'm praying that the audience that's listening to this show today, my friends who are listening, that they would be the ones who are the answer to that prayer, that they would go out into the harvest. And it can be as simple as walking out their back door, and as beautiful as taking those beautiful feet with good news to the nations. And so, Lord, help us to fulfill your great commission, to fulfill that mandate to make disciples of our families, of our friends, of our neighborhood, of our church, of strangers. Lord, just help us to live and work and move and have our being in you. Thank you that your Holy Spirit invigorates us every single day to be able to share your message with others. And sometimes it's not with words. Sometimes it's just by being loving, or by giving money, or by serving someone who cannot pay you back, Lord. I'm reminded of Romans 12 and all of the beautiful things it talks about in there about serving with fervency and loving others, and that love is the fulfillment of the law. And Lord, help us to be that, to practice hospitality. Lord, that is a lost art that we've experienced, or we have lacked, actually, in the past couple years and past couple decades, as no one does hospitality anymore. So I pray for those listening today that they would open their front door, and they would open the door to their hearts, that they would open up their table, that they would pull a chair out for others, especially those who are alone or lonely or hurting or broken. Help us to have feasts here on earth that represent what that feast will be like at the end of days. Lord, at the end of this verse, in verse 120, the psalmist says, "My body shakes because of my fear of you, and I am in awe of your wise rulings." God, forgive us for treating your holiness as nothing. Forgive us for making you really small and bringing you down to our level. You are the Almighty God who created everything. And I pray today that we would stand and kneel in awe of you, of your beauty, of your abilities, of your presence, of your greatness, all those things, that we could stop and worship you and live in awe of all that you've done. And Lord, I look back on my life and I think, wow, Lord, you have done so much. You have done so much healing, so much rooting out of things that I never thought I would be set free from, but you did. And so, Lord, help us to stand in awe of you because of our own testimonies. We're so grateful for you, Jesus, and all that you've done. And so I just end with telling you I love you, Jesus, and I revere you, and I'm grateful for you, and I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overburdens you, let's get that one right, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is absolutely listening to you right now. He's listening to you, and he is waiting for you to surrender. That is your greatest gift you can give him, is your act of surrender, saying, I give up. I can't do it. I've tried to live the Christian life in my own strength. It's not working. I give my life to you. I give all that crazy effort to you. I give you my failures. I give you my shame. I give you the things that preoccupy my mind. I lay it all down at the foot of the cross and I surrender. Would you pray that prayer today? I think it'll change your life.